Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, this is Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and for today's top story from a previous issue of The Bugle, we're going back to April 2010. I and John Oliver recorded issue 112 of The Bugle, and the hot topic that week, quite literally, was an Icelandic volcano. Proof that we are essentially stuck in an endless loop of doom and hellfire.
Top story this week, volcano news part deux.
What a sequel.
For a start, Andy, I'm absolutely amazed that this bugle is even happening. I was sure that you were either going to be covered in ash or that you'd have thrown yourself into the volcano as a human sacrifice to appease its fury. That was literally the only two options I could envisage.
I did that, John. And the amazing thing is, it worked, and I'll live to tell the tale.
Well, that is amazing on every single count involved there. A thousand of travellers are still stuck in airports around the world, presumably living on a diet of expensive bad sandwiches, Cinnabon rolls and smoothies, unless they're in Italian airports, in which case they'll be eating magnificently.
What's a Cinnabon roll?
Cinnabon? Yeah, it's Cinnabon. It's like it's a cinnamon roll chain in airports.
Oh,
but
I see.
They call it Cinnabon.
Right,
if you'd watched the film The Love Guru, Andy, you'd have seen it prominently placed.
I've got it stored up, John, still. I'm just summoning up the courage. I just want to make sure that our friendship is strong enough to withstand
the intestinal fortitude to know I can handle it. Yeah, it's very wise. It may well be that some buglers are even listening to this still stuck in airports. So, you know, if so, a special hello to you. And I hope you've either bought or successfully shoplifted one of those inflatable neck pillows sometime earlier in the week. The volcano almost completely shut down European airspace for the whole of last week, Andy, costing the airline industry an estimated $1.7 billion. And the airline industry is now apparently seeking compensation from the governments who shut their airports down. What? Are they doing that as a joke, Andy? They are aware that a f***ing volcano erupted, aren't they? The International Air Transportation Association said airspace was being closed based on theoretical models, not on facts. This industry does not want or need bailouts, but this crisis is not the result of running our businesses badly. Look, this is no one's fault. A f***ing volcano erupted. The only thing you can realistically do in this situation is sue the volcano. And if that's going to happen, then the Earth may well want to get itself a good lawyer, because the airlines are going to go in hard. And just behind them will be Indonesia, the city of New Orleans, Bangladesh, Armenia, and many others who've been hurt by the Earth's so-called natural disasters. But what you don't want to happen there is for the Earth to then counter-sue us for humanity squatting without a lease, demanding back rent, and then prosecuting us for criminal damage and theft of natural resources. Actually, do you know what? Come to think of it, we might want to just let this whole volcano thing slide, because we have quite a list of tenancy infractions.
Well, you say no one's to blame, John, but you would not necessarily know that from the media, John, who've been throwing blame around like a 95-year-old woman who accidentally entered a professional wrestling competition. amongst those blamed, Gordon Brown has been blamed by his political opponents. But, right. You know, I mean, understandably, you know, he's called an election.
Yep.
Volcano goes off.
Yep.
Can it just be coincidence? Other people have been blaming the Wright brothers for dangling the carrot of powered flight before our eyes when they knew full well a single volcano could ground our species for good. The people of Iceland, they've also been blamed because they've had a volcano problem for hundreds, thousands of years, John, and they still haven't really done anything to sort it out.
What, like shoved a cork in it?
Yeah. You know, you'd have thought they'd have at least made an effort.
Yeah.
And Obama's healthcare bill, that was also blamed. Can you guess who blamed, who said the volcano was a response?
Was it Rush Limbaugh,
It
Andy?
Was, John!
There you go!
One for one! Bit of an odd response, you'd have to say. If the volcano is a response to the healthcare bill being passed, to temporarily strand mostly non-American people, or affect the holiday plans of Americans who are clearly well off enough to fly to Europe, and therefore not really the poor who are unjustly benefiting from this bill. Others even have blamed the volcano, indeed volcanoes in general, on homosexuals. which...
What is the rationale there, Andy? What is the link there?
I'm not a geologist, John. I can't say one way or the other. You know, I'm not qualified. I have to ask, my brother did a geology degree. Maybe he knows.
Yeah.
Although he's not a homosexual, so you know, he only knows half of the story, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think he's fully qualified maybe to say then.
Maybe it's the mining of gold lame that shunts the Earth's magma slightly out of kilter and forces it to volcano out all over the shop.
I think without an unforced full confession from a homosexual, then I just don't think this stands. Although there was another great piece of blame from Hojat Ole Eslam Kazim Siddiqui, the acting Friday prayer leader in Tehran, who blamed non-blanketed women for natural disasters such as the volcano, going on to say, many women who do not dress modestly lead young men astray and spread adultery in society, which increases earthquakes. What? Andy,
that's pretty vigorous adultery going on.
That's true. I didn't even think of that. I was technically following his train of logic until the leap from adultery to earthquakes. I'm not saying I agreed with any of it, but I could see where his mind was going. And now, I just can't stop thinking about what the next step in that chain of thought would be. Women who do not dress modestly lead young men astray and spread adultery in society, which increases earthquakes, which can shake milk into a thicker substance, giving us the Dairy Queen strawberry cheesequake, which gives us stomach aches, which angers God, who makes tornadoes that transport girls and their dogs to magic kingdoms where they must go with a tin man, a lion and a scarecrow to find their way home. And that is why women need to cover up. Thank you, Tehran, and good night. I'm out of here!
It is a shame, though, that the volcanoes are not caused by homosexuals, if we may make that assumption.
I think it's a safe assumption to make.
Because it would make it a lot easier to predict when they're going to go off. You just have to monitor the build-up of homosexuals, and as soon as that build-up becomes critical, you just evacuate the area until they've burnt themselves out.
I would imagine if volcanoes were controlled by homosexuals, then homosexuals would have used them a lot more in the past under their constant persecution. Any time anyone said something rampantly homophobic, it would be very tempting to go, I'm just going to f***ing shoot a volcano at you now.
Chris, whose fault is the volcano?
Well, I'm inclined to think it's homosexuals.
Right, there we go.
I've been reading to a lot of reliable news sources recently.
It's good to get it from a wide variety of sources, Chris. There has been some magnificent hyperbole coming out of the mouths of frustrated, stranded passengers. Now, I'm not saying that this has been pleasant for anyone who's been displaced, but let's get this into some kind of perspective. One, they didn't endure a fiery death as their planes plummeted out of the sky, so that's something straight away. And two, it's not been a tragedy. It's been uncomfortable, yes. It's been inconvenient, certainly. But you've been delayed. You're not dead. And there was one man on the news, on the BBC News, who described being on holiday on a beach in Malta and realising that he and his wife couldn't get their flight home. He then went on to explain that they'd, on an impromptu whim, hired a coach with some fellow Brits and had driven back to England with a trip on the ferry involved there too. And he chose to explain that little adventure like this. It was like Dunkirk and the Great Escape rolled into one. No, it wasn't, Andy. It wasn't like either of those things for him, unless they were being chased by Nazis and fleeing their certain death. If that was the case, I absolutely apologise, because it seems they really have had the holiday from hell. But if it isn't, he needs to be a bit more careful with the analogies he draws. Later on in the interview, he once again compared the renting of the coach as the Dunkirk spirit. Maybe what's going on here is, I mean, does he know what actually happened at Dunkirk, Andy? Maybe he thinks it was just a bunch of British holidaymakers who'd been inconvenienced by a French ferry strike.
Well, that is, you know, to be fair, in order to keep a secret during the war, that is how it was reported at the time, I think.
All the news reports I saw featured lots and lots of British people describing the difficulties they've been experiencing and all beaming with happiness. We just love this shit, Andy. I guess it gives us something to legitimately moan about, and nothing makes us happier than being put out and rising above it. It's a triumphant feeling that has been lost from our tragic lack of another decent world war.
But particularly when we can do that in a warmer country than Britain.
It was a week of people learning to travel across land and sea again. It was a nostalgic throwback to a simpler, slower time. Though I did find all the news stories about the hardships faced by professional athletes a little hard to stomach, though. Look at these poor, poor millionaires forced to travel by first-class rail. Heroes. All of them. There are now some worries that a second, much larger neighbouring volcano in Iceland may now also erupt.
It's like Jaws, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Only more so.
Well, it's like on a school bus when one little kid throws up and it might set the fat kid off and then everyone's in trouble.
Did that happen on one of your school trips, John?
It did happen.
Were you either of those two kids?
I wasn't, but I did witness it happen.
Really? You didn't?
And it was spectacular. It was on the way to Whipsnade Zoo.
Oh, well, there you go.
Thank you for listening to Top Stories. Do support what we do at The Bugle by donating via thebuglepodcast.com. Premium tier subscribers can now get an exclusive 12-inch vinyl episode of the show. If you're listening in Apple, you can just click the button to support us right now. Goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.